I'm Sophie Crow, coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast. This is Conspiracy 101, the essence of conspiracy and the New World Order. Number one, the same people are behind the New World Order and all the major conspiracies in the world today. These people comprise a small group of families descended from the original architects of the monetary and lending system, the banks, established 4,000 odd years ago. If you want to know who they are, get your hands on the incorporation papers for the U.S. Federal Reserve and Switzerland's Bank of International Settlements. Good luck. Number two, the main goal driving all their activities is to centralize all the power, control, and money. Their goal is to have the world working just like it did back in the 1600s, with serfs and peasant workers, but without kings and emperors, just corporations. Their goal is to take over the world and run it like a corporation. Corporate law is their path to reestablish their absolute power over the world and everybody in it. Number three, these people are bred, born, and raised to believe that they are superior, that their bloodline is superior. They are taught and believe that they have the power and right to manage humanity like a herd of cattle. They are taught and believe that most of humanity exists to serve them for their purposes and their pleasure. As an ordinary human being outside their bloodline, you may be a worker, supervisor, a manager, politician, an inventor. You may be a brilliant physicist, but you are just cattle if you can't trace your bloodline back to their ancestors. No matter what your abilities or accomplishments, without that bloodline, you are just part of the herd to be managed, used, and then culled when you're no longer useful. And they do manage their herd ruthlessly. Genocide, euthanasia, eugenics, these all are principles and tools utilized in managing the human herd. Number four, the principal parties who are orchestrating the New World Order never, but never, put themselves or their companies on the front lines. They always use proxies, frontmen, puppets, or front organizations. They do not take real risks, and they do not allow the world to identify them as powers. They use others to do their work. Up to the 1700s, they used kings and emperors and the church and controlled them by debt and used them to control the human herd. When people started revolting around the world, they positioned to create legal corporations as states to replace monarchies and nation-states. They funded revolutions and got their people in place to write new corporate laws and make sure the corporate legislation got passed. It was a long-term plan, but it worked. Number five, to understand how conspiracy works and how all the seemingly different conspiracies all work together, you need to understand business. Because, really, it's true. It's not a conspiracy. It's just good business. And it's all about power and control, business and profit. Money and politics are just tools. There are three main principles to running a profitable business. One, there are no problems, only solutions. Two, everything is an opportunity for profit. Three, anything can be manipulated to turn a profit.
We're talking
flexibility here. So, did the ancestors of this New World Order's ruling families create Christianity and set up the church? No. What they did is they paid attention. They sent in their moles, and when the Christian movement gained power, they turned it into an institution and put their people in place to control it. Are the Illuminati, the Masons, or any of the other secret societies part of the New World Order inner circle? No, they are just tools, co-opted and manipulated. The United Nations was established to block the New World Order, which makes it a target for co-optation and manipulation. The women's movement was co-opted and used to promote eugenics theories of herd management. The hippie movement was neutralized and destroyed by drugs and used to create the illegal drug trade for profit. Everything is an opportunity. Anything can be manipulated. The United States of America was created to block the ruling banker family's control. And the U.S. too was manipulated and finally co-opted. Number 6. So, here we are, at the end of a 300-year strategy designed to replace monarchies with corporations as fronts for the New World Order. Most of the bits and parts are in place. The plan is almost completed. There are just a few loose ends left to tie up. Practically speaking, it's a done deal. Is there any hope? Absolutely. This is an ancient war. The people against the financial rulers, good against evil. And just as the ruling families have a traditional arsenal of strategies, so too does the opposition. But more important, the ruling banker families have been hoisted on their own petard, their bloodline shtick. They really believe their bloodline confers superiority, genetic superiority, and gives them the right to rule. So they've been inbreeding for millennia. And round about the 1800s, they started losing the ability to reproduce. And they haven't evolved along with the rest of us. They are not equipped, genetically, to live in the world they have created. They are dying off, going extinct. They can't breed. Sure, they're pushing the fertility technologies and cloning, but it's not working. Their fallback position is anti-aging therapies and immortality. And that's not working either. All we need to do is hang on. We need to stop them from trying to take us down with them, and we need to prevent them from doing any more damage than they've already done to our world, to our environment, and the people in it, and the animals in it. They'll be gone soon, and it won't be hard to neutralize their puppets.
You gotta wake up. You gotta think.